continues in Dominica as police clash again with protesters. World record holder Brian Lara gets a warm welcome at Warwickshire, and West Indian veterans of World War II say they've been left out of the 50th anniversary celebrations. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Armed police guarded government buildings and strategic points on Dominica's roads today after a state of emergency was declared on the island late yesterday. A curfew was also put into effect in the capital and in communities within a 3-mile radius of the city, requiring residents to be off the streets between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. The measures were announced after bus, taxi and truck drivers blocked roads in protest against an increase in motor vehicle license fees. While a meeting of Cabinet and the Dominica Taxi Association took place, police used tear gas to disperse stone-throwing demonstrators outside government headquarters. There were no reports of damage or injuries. Prime Minister Eugenia Charles says a state of emergency will remain in force as long as is necessary. Two cruise ships scheduled to stop in Dominica have bypassed the island since the start of the disturbances. And as Dominica's bus drivers gathered in the capital, concern continued to rise over volcanic activity in the Soufriere area, 7 miles south of Roseau. There are a number of dormant volcanoes in Dominica, 6 of them in the Soufriere area.